Welcome to Manifestation Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Noelle, and we are back for season two. I am so excited to be sharing with you even more powerful, effective, inspirational methods and techniques for manifesting exactly what you want quickly and easily. Please share any episode that inspires you, leave us a review if you like, and of course, reach out with any comments or questions. We love hearing from you. Now on with the show. Hello. So today we're going to discuss letting go in order to let in. This is powerful universal law. It's part of attracting what it is that you want into your life. It's part of the law of attraction. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do. Easier said than done. Letting go to let in. Let's use an example that anybody can relate to. Staying in a relationship long past the point of no return. Staying in a relationship that you knew you wanted to leave. You knew was not right for you. You knew you had outgrown, or it was damaging or toxic or making you feel bad, yet you stayed anyway, way longer than you should have. I think anyone that's been in a long-term relationship can probably relate to having this experience at least one time. If you've had more than one relationship in your life, if you have never experienced this within a relationship, consider yourself blessed and grateful and lucky. You know, that is masterful. But I think most people can relate to hanging on far past the point of it serving your greatest good. Letting go to let in. I believe this is something that everybody should use as a mantra. I'm letting go in order to let in. It's really good to look around your reality, your world, your life every day with a fresh set of eyes, a fresh perspective, a fresh outlook, and ask yourself, what is in my life right now that is not serving my greatest good? It can be so many things. It can be so many things. It can be a habit, which it usually is. It can be something you're eating, something you're doing, something you're saying, somebody you're spending time with, somebody you're giving your time and attention to, your energy to, somebody you're having daily conversations with that you don't even enjoy, yet you do it out of habit. How many people can relate to having friends in your life where you communicate on a daily basis, yet when you get off the phone or after you're done communicating, you just don't feel good? You don't feel better. You often feel worse. That doesn't mean it's a bad friend. That doesn't mean it's a relationship you have to get rid of. But sometimes it means that. Sometimes it means you need to reassess the balance of that relationship. Sometimes it means you need to look at, how is this relationship serving your greatest good? It's a very powerful question to ask. Is this serving my greatest good? So when we hold on to things that do not serve our greatest good, they become roadblocks. They become energetic blocks in our life. They literally will block all these other magnificent, beautiful, wondrous things that are wanting to flow in, but they can't because there's a block. This goes for so many situations, but I'm going to keep using relationships as an example because we are driven by relationships in our life. We behave and act and feel different ways based on the relationships in our life, based on our partner, based on our children, based on our parents, siblings, friends, coworkers, acquaintances, interactions during the day. This is what contributes to how we feel during the day, obviously. So when you look around your life and you ask yourself, who do I need to let go of? Who do I need to let go of today? Maybe not forever, but today, who do I need to let go of and not interact with at all so that I can allow what is meant to flow into my life. Because energetically, when we maintain a relationship with somebody and we have interactions that don't feel good, they don't elevate us, they don't add to our greatest good, and they don't, you know, feel beneficial. When we continue those relationships, our mood being directly affected by those relationships, well, energetically, our mood will now have a ripple effect onto everything else we do for that day, everyone else we speak with, everyone else we interact with, and of course, everything we do, believe, behave, etc. So this is why it's so powerful to always assess your environment, your life, your reality. Who is in your life right now that you may need to let go of? Again, maybe not forever, but just for a time. Maybe you've had relationships with family members that you just know are very damaging and toxic for you. You have to let go of them in order to allow other relationships to flow in. There's a lot of people who feel like their friends are their family because their real family has never felt like a real family. That doesn't mean the family's bad or wrong, and that doesn't mean the person is bad or wrong for feeling that way. It just means energetically, those family members were not lining up with how they feel or what they believe or what they want for their life. And the judgments, the criticisms, the malignancy of those relationships did not serve your highest good. So you have to let go of those family relationships, even though they're family members. But that isn't wrong. And so a lot of times people beat themselves up or feel guilty for letting go of people in their life because it's hard. It doesn't feel good. It can feel very challenging. It may not feel good in the moment, but eventually it will feel good because you'll see that energetically more and more amazing things will flow into your life. Now, how many friends do you have? I have a lot of these friends. They really don't want to be alone. And this is very common now, right? People have a hard time being alone. They don't want to feel alone or isolated. So they go on all these dating apps and they date almost like it's a sport, and they go out with different people every night of the week. Now, the thing about that energetically is, again, there's nothing wrong with it if it feels good. If it feels aligned with your greatest good, there is nothing wrong with it. But in the long term, it may be blocking energetically the right person from coming in. Because if we're just dating random people, let's say, as an example, and we're going out with different people every night, or we have random dates every day, and we're texting so many different people, what happens is energetically, where's all your energy going? It's going to all these random people, answering questions, you know, interacting, getting to know people on a very superficial level, you know, or even sexually just having random sex partners because you miss having sex, you miss that intimacy. So you have random sex partners, and sexual energy is very powerful. And it for, especially for women in the receiving end of it, because women hold on to sexual energy from a partner. This is why women get attached to men much quicker and easier and faster than men do, because we're on the receiving end. So sexual energy that's getting used up by all these random people that you maybe want to care about or could care about, or you think they care about you. And at the end of the day, these are not people that are really meant to be in your life long term or for any, you know, long amount of time. But you might temporarily feel connected or attached because of these sexual energetic encounters. So it's not easy to protect your energy. It's not easy. You have to learn how to do this. So personally, on a personal level, because I've consciously chosen to be single for several years, consciously to protect my energy, to grow, to heal, to observe, it doesn't mean I haven't had amazing interactions with people and gotten to know amazing people, which I have, and opened myself up to getting to know people. But I am very, very, very protective and selective of my energy now at this point in my life, whereas in the past I wasn't, because I wasn't aware of this. I wasn't aware of how this works. I just went from, you know, person to person, relationship to relationship, you know, next, whatever felt better, whatever felt new, whatever felt exciting, whatever felt fresh, whatever validated my self-esteem. And by doing that, I was blocking potentially partners from coming into my life who would have served my greater good. But this all has to do with growth and self-esteem, loving ourselves, really validating ourselves, feeling confident in who we are, what we have to offer, and being able to give and receive love, and, you know, and protecting yourself, protect your energy. So protecting our energy, part of that is letting go to let in, letting go to let in. So if somebody comes and asks me, which I get all the time, almost every day, where men will say, how could you be single? Why are you single? And of course, people think, well, there's got to be something wrong with you if you're single. I used to think that too. I was married for a really long time. And as somebody who was in a relationship for many years, I used to look outside and go, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for that woman. They can't even find a guy. I feel so bad for that guy. They can't even find a woman. There must be something wrong with them. You know, I just had such an opposite view on people who weren't in relationships versus people who were in relationships. And I now know unequivocally that being single, choosing to be single, choosing not to randomly partner up with random people, choosing to be as selective as you've ever been in your life, choosing to hold on to the vision of who you know is right for you, who you've always known is right for you, choosing to hold on to that vision, not because you're so amazing and the best in the world, and not because you deserve, I mean, not because you're better than everyone else, but because you deserve it. Because you deserve the person you know you're meant to be with, and not settling. So settling for somebody in your life is what most people do. Just ask yourself, how many times did you choose a partner? Because two or three things were great, but 5 to 10 things weren't. But you figured, well, you know, I'm never going to get all those things, so I'm just going to take the 3 things instead of the 10 things. How many times have you done that in your life? Or how many times have you connected sexually, but in other areas, it's a miss, right? Because I truly do believe sexual energy, which a lot of people use for validation, they use for comfort, they use for self-esteem, they use for connection, and they feel that this is their power, right? A lot of women and men feel this way, that this is their power, because they have perfected the art of sexual energy, being so amazing at sex where everybody wants to have sex with them. And it's some sort of prize or honor in their mind, right? In their ego, they feel this is how they feel wanted and loved. And again, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But sexual energy, which is very powerful and is such a gift, when it's just used randomly and for anybody and everybody, what happens is it loses its power. It loses its magic over time. And I do believe it turns on you. It turns on you and it becomes very destructive, because sexual energy takes up a very small portion of our actual day. And that's where, you know, we can get into addictions, sexual addictions, which are rampant now. Sexual addictions are, they take that many, many men, a high percentage, I believe it's up to 30, 40% of men admit they have sexual addictions and compulsions, or have had at one point, and they deal with it, but are ashamed to even talk about it, admit it. So they hide it, they keep it a secret, and what do they do? They cheat. They justify it. And men have all sorts of categories for cheating. You know, if it's in a car with a random stranger, it's not cheating. If I don't have actual sex, it's not cheating. If it's with another man, it's not cheating. If it's homosexual, it's not cheating. All these things, you know, or my spouse was mean and they're treating me badly, so I'm going to go cheat. I'll get them back. I'll feel more powerful. Or we're not getting along anyway, I'm going to cheat. And as you know, cheating is lying, okay? Lying is cheating. It's the same thing. It's not being honest with yourself, and it's 100% obviously not being honest with your partner. So, you know, getting into that a little bit, letting go to let in, letting go to let in. It's so powerful. Being able to be with yourself, by yourself, and appreciate yourself and get to know yourself. Because most people don't take the time to get to know themselves. What do they even really want? What do they even really believe in? Are they even keeping their mind open, questioning their own beliefs? You know, or are they rigid and done? They're done. They made up their mind at the age of 10 and they're done. Nobody's going to change their mind. Nobody's going to teach them anything new. They're done. They went to college. They're done. They know everything. How many people do you know like that? Or are you going through life continually learning, expanding, growing, keeping your mind open, and understanding that energetically, like it or not, we're all connected. We're all connected. So when I can let go of something over here, that's only going to free up energy for you over there, theoretically, energetically, in an energetic universal sense. So the more I work on myself, improve myself, let go of energetic blocks and allow that flow of amazingness into my life, the more it helps all of us. That's what I believe. That's why I work on myself first. It's so easy to point out, blame, criticize. I've done it all myself, of course. So I just always ask myself, what am I doing? What am I saying? What do I want to receive back from that? What do I need to let go of? And very often it's just a thought or a feeling I need to let go of. It's me thinking thoughts are real when they're not. Thoughts are just impulses in your brain. We give them meaning. We give thoughts meaning. We give thoughts meaning, which turn into beliefs. And then we hold on to beliefs and kill each other for beliefs when beliefs are just thoughts that could be changed at any nanosecond. Thoughts are just programmed into us. So what do I need to let go of today? Ask yourself, what do I need to let go of today in order to let in more of what I want? I can get rid of more of what I don't want. Let in more of what I want. I need a clean house. And every day you can ask yourself this. What isn't serving my greatest good today? What do I need to release and let go of? And it's surprising what happens. So I recently did this. Well, I do this on an ongoing basis, but I've done this with relationships, of course. I've done this with habits. I've done this with things, letting go of things, just giving things away. I used to sell everything. I love buying and selling. I would flip furniture. I would flip anything you can imagine. And I loved it. It was fun for me. It was like a hobby. I loved it, loved it, loved it. It was just such a fun thing to do. You meet amazing people. Anyway, I used to sell everything though. I'd be like, oh, well, I can sell that couch for more than what I even paid for it. It's in perfect condition. I got such a great deal on it. And you know, that was always my thinking. Now my thinking is I give everything away. I catch myself. Oh, I could sell that and make $1,000. No, give it away. Just give it, let go. It's different energy. And what I notice is more and more flows in when I do that. That's not why I do it though. I'm not thinking, oh, more is going to come back to me if I let go of that and I don't sell it. I'm not even thinking that consciously, but it's just, I've learned that's how it works and it's great. Because who doesn't want more of what you want in your life and less of what you don't want, right? We all want that. We all want to feel good. We all want to feel abundant. We all want to feel healthy. And I just want to say, these laws, they apply to all aspects of you, your health, your mind, your body, your spirit, everything. And I always place health at the very top of the list, by the way. Health is always at the very pinnacle top. Health. How many people do you listen to? Do you see on social media? Do you see on TV? Do you see in movies? Do you see everywhere? They're preaching, they're amazing, they've got all these gifts to offer, but look at their health. Look at them. Look at how they're actually taking care of themselves. Are they embodying self-love? And, you know, so sometimes you need to let go of who you're listening to, Who are you listening to? What are you paying attention to? What type of media are you letting input into you? What social media are you paying attention to? What TV shows are you watching? What music are you listening to? So all of that's important. What do you need to let go of today to let in? Because trust me, and you don't need to trust me. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Don't trust me. Trust yourself. You are the one you need to trust. Trust yourself when I say letting go will allow so much beautiful abundance, more and more and more of what you want to flow into your life. And you will be amazed at what starts to happen when you let go. And I'm just going to read you one quote to end this. Okay? Here it is. The most exquisite paradox. As soon as you give it all up, you can have it all. As soon as you want power, you can't have it. The minute you don't want power, you'll have more than you ever dreamed possible. And this is by Ram Dass, a spiritual teacher. So I want to thank you for listening. Have an amazing day. Go to manifestfast.life. Set up a call. Let's manifest what you want quickly by using the most amazing, powerful, fast-acting techniques. I will help you. Love you. Bye.